So, hello and welcome to today's edition of Cover to Cover with me, Paula Wiseman. So, joining me on the phone today to chat about this year's upcoming Mountains to See Book Festival is curator Bert Wright. So, hi Bert, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So, it's that time of year again. It's come around very quickly and the festival's nearly upon us. Shall we start off maybe by talking a little bit about some of the events that are happening over the festival? It's very, very varied again this year.
Sure, yeah. What would you like to know?
Oh, blimey. I mean, where to start? There's so much going on, isn't there? You've literally covered all the bases this year. You've got a whole poetry section going on. Obviously, lots of stuff for kids and...
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody recently, and in all humility, I said I think it's probably our best and most varied program we've put together for a very long time.
Yeah.
As you say, it's steeped in variety. I mean, poetry has been with us for a while. That was the old Poetry Now Festival,
yeah.
which has been in Dunleary for a good deal longer than Mountains to See. It started about 20 years ago.
Right.
So it's now a regular component of the festival, along with the children's and families program, as we call it. And these are separately curated by two estimable women. That's Sarah Webb, who does the children's, and Alice Lyons, who does the poetry section. But I look after the primary strand, as they say, and together we like the look of it. We think it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fantastic. The weekends especially are just amazing. All the kids, there's all kids running around, and there's literally something for everybody. You've kind of you cover all the bases.
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah, that's the intention, certainly, that people can bring their kids and they don't get to... We don't act as a creche, but one parent maybe takes the kids to something and then they swap over and the adults go to something they want to see. It must be a nightmare trying to squeeze in all the events you want to see, but we try not to, we try to avoid clashes so that...
Yeah.
Big popular events are not on at the same time. It's not always possible because inevitably with such a volume of events, some are going to present people with a dilemma about what they're going to see in a given day, but we do our best.
I mean, and the tickets are not expensive either. I mean, that's another little beauty of the festival. Tickets are so reasonable.
Absolutely. I think, if you look at what people are prepared to pay for, I mean, my wife just bought tickets for Tony Bennett this morning.
Oh,
I don't know what she paid, but I wouldn't mind betting it was a pretty hefty whack. And if you want to see Phil Collins or big gigs in the O2, you're spending a lot of money. So book festivals are fantastic value, and we've always tried to keep it at a modest level. Mm. 12 euros is the sort of average, sometimes 15. But generally speaking, well affordable, and that's what I think why people book lovers love going to festivals, because they're not breaking the bank to get there. You can maybe five or six events for half the price of an average rock gig. So value is to be had, that's for sure.
I mean, kids, they get to, it's really great seeing kids as well interacting with authors. And back in when I was a kid, there was no sort of access to the authors and things that you get these days at book festivals. It's a great way of interacting with your favourite authors, I think.
Well, everybody agrees that the best thing you could do for your, one of the best things you could do for your kids is to help them develop the reading habit.
Yeah, definitely.
And if they come along to see an author who's fun and who they engage with, and they start to read their books, I mean, a lot of the kids who come to these events will already be huge fans of whoever. But there's a certain evangelical kind of cast of the thing. We want to get kids reading, and of course if they start to come to book festivals and they have a good time, then the chances are they're going to grow up to be adults who will have the reading habit, which is great. I mean, Sarah's put together a fantastic program this year. There's so many good people. I mean, the one, many are worth mentioning. It's always difficult in these conversations to cover the entire program, but Judith Kerr, who is an unbelievable 94 years old. I'm sure she doesn't mind people talking about her age at the stage. But, I mean, everybody remembers The Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Yeah.
One of the favourite books. I can't tell you how many parents, have been on to me, friends, saying, my God, we used to read that to our kids. I could recite it by heart.
Yeah.
And I certainly could. My kids absolutely loved that book. And it's the kind of book you find in every family attic. And this woman is still, she doesn't do a lot of touring, but said I did brilliantly to get her to come along, and that's been sold out for weeks. So there's going to be a lot of delighted kids and parents, I think, at Judith Kerr. And she also has the UK Children's Laureate, Chris Riddell, plus all the Irish stalwarts. It's a great programme, no question.
Yeah. I mean, it must be, I mean, is it quite a task to put all this together? I mean, it must take a year, the guts of a year, to plan. I mean, are you kind of, do you start kind of straight after?
Yeah, well, I mean, the timing is difficult. I mean, a year out, publishers, you know, with whom we negotiate to get these authors.
Yeah.
Occasionally we go direct to people whom we know, but a year away, they're not very keen on talking about what's coming up in a year's time. So you can plan all you like, but it doesn't really get serious until you get to know which authors have new books. It's not exclusively authors with new books, but it's oftentimes the occasion for a public event will be at festivals around the time of authors' new books. So that doesn't really kick in until worryingly near, you know, 6 to 8 months.
Right.
And the program's very fluid, but yeah, it is an absolute nightmare trying to gel all the, because you've got to interleave the three strands. And we're blessed in Dundee because we have, I think that's one of the great things about our festival, that our venues, we have, I like to call it a sort of a campus, because all our event venues are so close by, so nobody has to stray from one place to the other. You know, you've got the Lexicon Library, a beautiful new library, which has two venues upstairs and the small theatre downstairs. Then you've got the Pavilion Theatre, which is just across the concourse, across Marine Road, and you've got the County Hall. So people can spend the afternoon in Dunleary going to any one of these venues, taking in lunch at one of the nice eateries down on the front there, and it's great. Sometimes other festivals, you know, you have to do a lot of walking and going from different venues to different venue. So we're steeped in that regard, no question.
Yeah, I mean, the children's library in the Lexicon is just amazing, isn't it? And even the views out the window.
Lots of people complained about the library, and not trying to deny that.
Yeah.
Like the look of it. Yeah. They thought it was obtrusive and all that, but that's an old battle, a long won and lost, and the library is tremendously well used. I think everybody agrees it's been a wonderful facility, and it's great to be able to incorporate it. It's certainly a boon to us during festival time,
yeah,
as a kind of a hub, you know. But if you want to talk about the program, I think the variety that we've put in this year is probably its you know, most obvious hallmark. There was a time when festivals used to be not exclusive, but an awful lot of it was fiction dominated.
Yeah.
You know, novelists would come and talk about their novels. They would read for 20 minutes, and people, you know, the thud of heads falling asleep was clearly audible around the auditorium. But nowadays that doesn't happen. Novelists are generally interviewed. We pride ourselves on our moderators. We've got some great people who are all critics or literary folks. We know what they're talking about, and they chat to these people about their book. They might do very short readings and then audience question answers at the end. So we've got some, you know, world-class novelists. We start tomorrow night with Pakistani novelist Mohsin Hamid, which was reviewed in the papers on the weekend. So we're looking forward to that. These are what we call preview events. We do a couple of events just to flag up the festival in the sort of month before. So Mohsin Hamid is tomorrow night, and then George Saunders, who's everywhere in the press, he's this great American short story writer and novelist, he's there on March the 13th. I'll just rattle through a few.
Yeah, work away.
Following that, for the last few years, we've done special events for International Women's Day. And people are always pointing out to me that it's actually March the 8th, but that's a Wednesday, and it's not a good day to get people to come out for events. So we have it on the weekend, on March the 12th.
Yeah.
And that's a back-to-back events, which is going to be great. They're booking out very fast. And we really got lucky to get Kathleen Moran, who's one of the funniest women in these islands. She's on at 7:30. Harriet Harman, the ex-deputy leader of the Labour Party, she's written a memoir on the glass ceiling in politics. She's on in the afternoon. And prior to that, the publishers of Virago, the famous feminist imprint, they're going to be along to talk to Shane Gleason. So that's a great day out for, not just for women, men could do that as well. So that's three great events. Before the so you've got five events there before the festival even starts, which is great.
Yeah, you've got Julian Clary as well coming along to for his children's
we kind of
book.
Lucked out with Julian Clary because he's, like so many comedians these days, you know, David Walliams being the obvious one who virtually dominates publishing these days. But a lot of these UK stand-ups actors are doing children's books. And he's done a great series called The Bolds, which is the name of a family. And he was coming over to publicise his new book. And he was very obliging and agreed that he'd do an adult event in the on Saturday night with A.B. Philbin Bowman, who's a comedian in his own right. So that should be, you know, he's quite a big star.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
I wouldn't look out of place on Graham Norton's couch. So we're delighted to have him, for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk dates. Let's talk about dates. So when is the main body of the festival happening?
The main body of the festival runs from the, apart from these previews which I mentioned to you, the festival starts on March the 22nd, which is Wednesday, and goes all the way through to Sunday the 26th. So 22nd to the 26th.
Cool. So, and people can go to mountainstosee.ie and check out the full programme.
Yeah, the full program's there, and you book that way too. It takes you straight through to the Pavilion website, who kindly look after our ticketing facility, and lots of events are selling really fast, so people are terribly slow. That's the only thing.
Always leaving it to the last minute.
they do. It's like, you know, they leave everything to the last minute.
Yeah.
You never really know what you've got, apart from the big, really big names who always book out quickly.
Yes.
People leave it late, but we'd prefer if they got down to it now.
Get your tickets, people.
Get your tickets.
Yeah. So, I mean, how did you get involved with Mountains to See originally? Have you been with them a long time?
Yeah, I think it's my 10th year now, although I had a little hiatus in the middle.
Yeah.
It was really started, well, I used to do, and I still do, a series called the DLR Voices Events. Those were mainly fiction writers who came to promote their new books, and we'd do sort of 4 or 5 in the spring and 4 or 5 in the autumn. And those did so well, and we were lucky with the Pavilion, which is such a great space. It holds 340 people. It's the perfect size for events. And I'd been doing that for 3 or 4 years, and myself and the heritage officer at the time, a guy called Tim Carey, we decided, let's try, you know, do a concentrated burst on a weekend. Let's try a festival. There wasn't as many festivals around as there are now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely jam-packed calendar these days. But it was Tim and I who started it in I think 2009, and it's just kind of grown like topsy ever since.
Yeah, I suppose it's snowballed. I mean, it must be compared to what you were, you know, say 10 years ago. It must be like a totally different kettle of fish now.
Yeah, it is. We have a professional events company who look after all the, you know, the amount of detail in the administrative detail, which is not my favourite part of it, I must say, of a festival is enormous. You know, just getting guests, flights booked and getting hotels and making sure they get to the venue and making sure everything's, all the technical requirements for individual events, especially with children, all kinds of music and stuff going on. That's a major exercise. So we now have a professional events company working, which we didn't have in the beginning. And also the number of events has increased by, you know, I don't know, from the early days probably by, I don't know, a vast percentage anyway.
Yeah.
So it's certainly grown satisfactorily to a point where we're now, you know, up there with one of the best, with the best festivals in the country.
That's the thing, there's a lot more work to it than you realise. Do you know what I mean? You kind of think book festivals, they just kind of happen. But the amount of work that must go on behind the scenes is incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's immense. And there are always little alarms, you know, little call-offs or snafus where, you know, somebody discovers a flight doesn't get in
time
and therefore they have to...
Yeah.
You have to change the date, so that can throw us all for a complete loop. But generally speaking, you know, when you've got professional people who are used to doing that sort of thing, it's very comforting. You're not thinking about that the whole time. But we're a much bigger operation and much more organised and professional.
No, it's always, I find it always very, very organised. The volunteers are fantastic. They all know exactly. Do you know what I mean? You can ask them anything, and they're all so knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we're inundated with people who want to work on the film.
Yeah.
Just because people love books, and it's a nice place. There's a good vibe going on. It's good. It's a good place for somebody to work in. Actually, my daughter's going to be helping out for her. She's in transition year. She's
very good.
A little old this year.
Bit of cheap labour going on there, but
absolutely. Exploitation, family exploitation.
Why not?
Other events, I mean.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. I think the balance between fiction and non-fiction has definitely changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Towards non-fiction. As I said, it used to be an awful lot of novelists. But, you know, for instance, we are having debates on Brexit, on the American political situation.
Yeah.
We're doing an anniversary of Sergeant Pepper, and an event called Heroes, with a lot of Irish writers talking about their artistic heroes. John Bowman, who's written a book called The Ireland Autobiography, he's going to be introducing a program of famous instances in Irish history,
yeah,
with readings by actors. So that balance between non-fiction and fiction has definitely shifted, and people love that. We have Roy Hattersley, you know, who was a deputy.
That'll be an interesting one.
An interesting book on the history of Catholicism, which should be, although the Catholic Church is but our Aunt Sally these days, it's an interesting historical book about how the Catholic Church has survived. So
yeah,
there's some huge names in there, so we're hoping to get the crowds out. And
yeah,
so far it's looking good. We're certainly up on last year.
Yeah, no, that's what I love. Every year it's just, you know, you look forward to the program being launched, and it's always, there's always like fantastic surprises. You're like, oh wow, that'll be, you know, fantastic. Get on the website and, you know, hopefully.
Well, that's good to hear, because we do it in isolation and we think they're good ideas, but you never know when people are until people are asked to part with the money, then you discover whether you'd done good or whether you didn't. But so far it looks encouraging, and so I would encourage your listeners to get on the website and get booking. And another good thing about the timing of the festival, it being, you know, towards the end of March, is that people are coming out of the winter doldrums,
yes,
and the weather's beginning to improve, the daffodils are out and people can see it, the nights are lengthening, and the days are lengthening, and there's a general feeling as of a rebirth, shall we say. So it comes at a good time for people.
Yeah, fantastic. So yeah, hopefully we'll get you a load more tickets sold anyway, but with this interview
going out,
we'll get a bit more traffic coming over to Dunleary. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. I'm sure you're up to your eyeballs still planning and doing all kinds of... Is it everything done now? Are you able to kind of rest a little bit for the next couple of weeks?
It moves from one type of work to another. I mean, we've got our first event tomorrow night. So
yeah.
It's been a year of planning,
yeah,
and now it's, you know, a concentrated burst of execution, which is more fun, has to be said. But there's plenty to be done, and it all starts tomorrow night, as I said, with Mohsin Hamid at the Pavilion Theatre. Still tickets for that. It's sold very, very well. I don't think it'll last a day, but there are some tickets left, I believe.
Very good.
Last time I looked at the website. So anybody wants to see Mohsin Hamid with Hugh Linehan, that's tomorrow night in the Pavilion.
Yeah, cool. I'll try and pop down, especially if over the weekend looks absolutely amazing. Try and get along to Julian Clary if I can. Yeah, cool. So thanks so much for talking to me, Bert. And as I say, hopefully it's going to be as big a success as it usually is, and if not, bigger. So thanks so much. So www.mountainstosee.ie for all info on events, full events for the festival. And get your tickets soon before everything sells out.